Well, hello and welcome to Below Deck Adventure. It's an adventure. What an adventure. Thanks for joining us today on this adventure. What an adventurous day. You know, it is a more of an adventurous day than normal because this is episode 1900, people. What an adventure it has been to be with all of you lovely people. I'm Captain Ronnie. That's Captain Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What a wonderful day for adventure on the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yep, there's another Below Deck. So, you know, that's great. Bravo. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. You know, just a suggestion. Might want to get your creatives together and, I don't know, create things. Okay? You know, come up with some ideas. Okay?
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of boat are you going to do next? How many boats do we need at the same time on this damn channel?
It's a lot of boats. Also, why is Bravo so scared to say Below Deck Norway? I mean, come on, or Below Deck Scandinavia. I don't know what, it's okay. We can handle it. Like, you don't have to gussy it up by saying adventure. I mean, unless they're going to just make it that, like, next season is off in, like, you know, some other part of the world where there's lots of adventure. But I have a hard time believing there's any place that's as full of adventure as Norway. Based on this show, which is really selling us on Norway, is the only place where you find this kind of adventure.
I think because someone probably was like us or me and was like, another Below Deck? Really? Why? Like, but this one's different because the people aren't in bathing suits. Because it's an adventure! It's like, oh, okay, totally different.
I feel like next year it's like the new Below Deck will be Below Deck Riverboat. It's an adventure on a boat, on a river. Adventure boat. I don't know. I mean, like, they're running out of vessels. Yeah, Jungle Cruise. It'll just be at Disneyland.
Yeah, going, you know, around. Look, I understand they are out of the Housewives, you know? It's like, how many Housewives can you do? They're still pumping them out. I get it, you know? It's like, you can only, it's like Housewives. Okay, well, what else do we do? Okay, well, we'll do younger Housewives and call it Girlfriends. Okay, let's do that. And so I get Below Deck, you know, but at least change transportation, you know, like some big rigs, you know, big rig.
Well, they've tried, you know what, Ronnie, they have tried and they've failed miserably. Every time they try to do the Below Deck thing on land, whether it's après-ski or that weird camp getaway or some other things, it hasn't really taken off. Although I did personally enjoy that one very strange show. Was it called Tour Group? Remember? It was so bizarre. It was like a lady who was like in a James Bond movie leading a group of people with like a male model, and they would just go from place to place, and there were just like some dysfunctional people, and one of them had some sort of feud with Brandy Glanville. I really enjoyed that show, but that one did not catch on.
I guess it just has to be called Below Deck Real Housewives. But you know, keep working on it, guys. Keep thinking about things. Just every day. Just think, hey, what can I do that's not on a boat?
Oh.
Or a Housewives show. You know, I don't mind the Housewives show. I don't care if it's 24 hours a day of Real Housewives. Like, I'm fine with that. But Below Deck, come on. Something else.
I just got actually a notification that they have announced the new Below Deck. It's called Below Deck Canoe. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see that one. What's going to happen with three people on a canoe for 16 weeks?
Well, that said, you know, all my complaining aside, super fun show. Because you know what? You do still cast people that are very funny. So your ideas department sucks. Bravo, sucks. Okay? Your casting department, however, aces. Except, you know, I could do without the, hey, let's find someone who's probably actively a criminal. Let's just see if we can get someone to murder somebody else on one of these shows. I mean, this guy Kyle, this fucking cowboy, what absolute trash. What a piece of shit. And I don't want to hear you crying about your mom being in prison and everything else. You piece of shit, trash, motherfucker. Get off of my television. How dare you, Bravo. Also, when is the next episode? Because
he's a trash box. He is a box of trash. He's a box of trash that has a cowboy hat on and then eats jellyfish, okay? This is a person, I'm sorry for people who are in his life. I'm sorry for the people. I'm sorry for all the women he's going to impregnate. And I'm sorry for all the people who will receive microaggressions from him. He is garbage. He is the worst part. he is the worst product of our civilization at this moment. And, of course, Bravo found him.
They found him. you know, and I feel like they went looking for him, you know, probably didn't even audition to be on the show. They probably just found him somewhere, found him in some food court and convinced him.
Yeah. The Duck Dynasty convention,
some gum store. Yeah. Cause you know, never have a shot at this idiot without chomping on his gum. Also actively just, blatantly using drugs, like just completely fucked up the entire time. I mean, his eyes are bloodshot. He's completely drugged out of his mind. Where's Captain Sandy? Where's Maritime Law? Okay. Now, I'm not against getting fucked up, obviously. But you're at work, sir, and you're harassing people. You know? Not good.
Yeah, well, it's like this week is sexual harassment. Next week is just toxic masculinity week. So I feel like he's not going to be on the show very long because this new captain, Captain Carey, he seems like he doesn't fuck around. At least that's how he's presenting himself. At least the way he sort of – listen, the way he sabered that bottle, which we will get to, but the way he sabered it without making such a big to-do about it compared to like every other show that's ever been on Bravo. I mean, the guy sort of does have BDE. We'll have to see if that really comes through. There it
is. Below deck energy.
Energy. No, he has BDA. Below deck adventure. Yeah,
below deck energy. Now there's an idea for a show. Just not about a boat at all, but people who just have that below deck energy, you know? Like you can have like the guy who never sees his kid and always cries about it, but also never goes to see his kid. And you could just have all the below deck energies. You could just have like a Kate Chastain type. You know, just criticizing something everybody. Maybe that's what they should do. It's like below deck energy department store, you know, and then we're just in a department store. Well, it's not below deck, but you could still call it below deck because it has below deck energy.
You know, I'm glad you said department store because another thing I wanted to talk about is that Below Deck Adventure brings us also a new chief stew, Faye. And Faye is like from South London. And what's great about her is that she's got one of those kind of like high pitched British school marmy voices that you feel like she actually does work in a department store, like on the management side, you know.
Have you checked the mannequins on the second floor? Would you be a doll and check those for me, please? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I could definitely see her holding one of those shirt folder devices, you know? They look like pizza flippers or whatever. I could see her with one of those, but she's like, I shouldn't have to do this, but I will for the team. That's what being a team leader is. You know, a team leader is still part of the team. So.
And I can also see her wearing Victorian dresses. So, like, I'm also down with her being part of a modern department store or a department store that is, like, from 1878, where she's like, we have something called an elevator, you know? Like, where that's, like, that's the selling point of the store, is that they have steel girders. There's actually, like, a sixth floor to it, you know?
I feel
know?
Like she'd be that person in the store who's like, well, we have an elevator, but I wouldn't know because I don't use it because I prefer to get me exercise coming up and down the stairs. And you're like, oh, God, there's fucking Faye again talking about her fucking walking up the stairs. Congrats, Faye. You know, we're all applauding you, Faye.
But, you know, I have this device on my wrist, and it tells me how many steps I've taken. Do you know if that works for stairs as well? Does anyone know how to set that on the watch? Like, shut up, Faye.
Fucking Faye.
And you mentioned before that Faye, to you, looks like Beverly D'Angelo. To me, she looks like Melanie Griffith. And I think that she's actually just like a perfect mixture of the both of them, which I think is great. I think it's great. It's like a rising tide lifts all boats, no pun intended. I feel like having both a combination of Melanie Griffith and Beverly D'Angelo energy is going to be really good for her going forward.
She really does. She really is a perfect combo of that. She's like Mrs. Griswold mixed with Working Girl.
Yeah, like I can see her pushing around a dumpling cart, but also leading a little road trip.
Or like marrying, you know, marrying a guest and just becoming really rich, because she could pull off rich, you know? God, I love that. Let's just cast her in 80s movies. That's the rest of this recap.
She'd be great. Oh my God, she would be great in all of them. I can also honestly see her playing the role of the shop girls that diss Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. You know, I can see her being like, sorry, we don't have anything for you.
We don't have anything for you here, doll. Why don't you go down the street to
But that's East the thing Hollywood. About her. She could play those ladies, but she could also play the Julia Roberts, you know.
She could.
Big mistake. Huge.
Jeez, that made me cough. I coughed on my own stupidity. So here we are, Below Deck Adventure. We did not cover this last week because, you know, generally we have a rule, one Below Deck at a time, to keep our own sanity, even though Bravo does not care. They do not have that rule, obviously. We do. But then we watch a show, and wow, how can you not? I mean, Beverly D'Angelo and Working Girl, and the same person. We're
Beverly Griffith.
We're here.
Beverly Griffith, Melanie D'Angelo. Well, also, let's not forget that last week we were also, you know, appreciating the end of Real Girlfriends in Paris. So we wanted to give that space. So now that that has moved on, we've had North to Norway.
That shows
and here we are. And
Low Deck Energy, Paris. The end.
It's just all on a bateau mouche going
Congratulations.
Around.
You just got a season up and down 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? You're welcome.
I would be into Below Deck Bateau Mouche. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty simple show, though.
So, last week was the first episode of this, and it was, you know, just a, it was a good one to skip, I think, because it was mostly just the, oh my god, this boat is filthy. What are we supposed to do with this boat?
Yeah.
It's so filthy. And, you know, people unpacking and stuff like that. The new chef, Jess, who does yoga in the kitchen, you know, always, listen, I love a chef with their head on the kitchen floor. I mean, that sounds sanitary. She seems pretty good for the most part. There was her. All this cast of characters is pretty good. Of course, you know that the cowboy's going to crash his car into the side of the building, you know?
Yeah, he's terrible. I like Jess because she looks like she just got out of a movie she hated and now it just wants to go to sleep, you know? She hated it. I don't want to even talk about it.
Jess, and then let's see, there's Cowboy who, what a dumbass. He's like, I mean, I'm a cowboy.
Dumbass.
Look, it says right here on my arm. And he lifts his arm and it says, Cowboy.
Very on the nose. Although it's not on his nose. But yeah, it's like as soon as he did that, that's when I really lost respect for him. I can't deal with big, obvious.
I hate tattoos. Them. It's like I lift up my arm. Food addict. You know? Like who needs that? I don't need to know. You know? Your job is not to label yourself, okay? It's my job to label you. Don't that's take right. away my joy. You know?
Fucking yeah, labeler. Exactly. And don't give yourself just a simple
cowboy. You know, you're on label. A yacht, so, sir. Not even near cows.
Yeah. Where's your lariat?
Yeah, I want the cast of Yellowstone to get stuck in a room with this guy. Okay, we'll see who's a cowboy. Cowboy.
That's right. There's also Nathan, who is from the Caribbean. And he seems cool. He seems nice. He's cute. He automatically, like, I automatically just like him because he has been on the, he gets on the receiving end of Kyle being obnoxious. So I'm already, you stay away from Nathan. But then, like, really anyone, like, I'm probably going to take up for anyone that Kyle's a dick to. So Nathan's the first one. And then, there's another guy named Mike, and there's a bosun named Lewis. And the thing that's hard for me is that Lewis looks like a Mike, and Mike looks like a Lewis to me.
You know, it was hard for me to remember Lewis's name, for sure, because he just doesn't seem like a Lewis. He seems like, what's the kid who played Alex P. Keaton on this show?
Michael. Michael J. Fox.
Show, Eddie. Yeah, he's kind of like a starter Eddie, you know, that you have to put together yourself. Back in the day.
Or an off-brand, like an Amazon ripoff Eddie. Like, you go to Amazon to buy an Eddie, and it comes in, and it's, like, not the right
Yeah, portions. He's very, like, I'm just here to please Dad! You know, he's got that energy going on, and then, like, really thirsty hair. And not thirsty because it's not moisturized, because it is. I mean, it's got a lot of product in it. But it's, just, like, poor guy. I just feel bad for him when I see his hair, because he just wants people to like him so bad. You know, which makes me not.
But he's
like
very common British.
Yeah, but he's very much like, oh my god, don't hate me, all right, bro. You know, he's one of those. He's like, it's just us, am I right, bro? No, they'd beat you up if you weren't their boss. You know what I mean? Especially the cowboy. The cowboy wouldn't be talking to you. He'd be making fun of you and putting bricks through your windshield.
Yeah, the one thing with Lewis is that he does have like those. And I'm not just saying this because he's British. Actually, I probably am. But he kind of has like a James Corden squint, and that makes me not trust him very much.
He's got I can see him turning into James Corden. Not talent wise, but just like looks wise. I can see him ending up on the James Corden gene side of the gene pool.
Yeah. On that spectrum. Yeah, he's going on that path. Yeah. And then Mike is, his whole thing is that he's worked on commercial vessels. So he's like been on barges and now he's working on a boat. So like that's his thing. There's not really much about Mike so far. He's sort of like odd looking. He's kind of like a little creature. Like a little woodland creature that came on board, you know, and put on pants.
He is so, kind of like a woodland creature. In his act, like I could see him kind of crouching in a tree, you know, like a tree branch looking down at me. I could see like, that.
There's probably a lot of acorns in his bed, right? Like, you know, if you go into his bed, you're like, wait, what are all these acorns? He's like, oh, I've been.
Like, I come in peace, creature, you know. So there's him. Yeah, he's kind of boring. I get creepy vibes from him, too. He's got some creepy eye vibes. Hold on. Report power loss by texting outage. Oh, Jesus. Don't you start with me, electric company, okay? Fucking Texas. I've had enough of you today, Texas, okay? This is an election day. I'm already pissed off. I don't need a text from the power grid. Sorry, back to this.
You know, power grid is, I feel like, a four-letter word in Texas these days. So then we have our stews. We have Oriana. And Oriana, I still don't have the right words to describe her, but she's from like Newton, Massachusetts or something like that. And I think that her parents are in academia, or at least one of them is, which I like because you just know how disappointed they are in her. And like, you just can feel it, and everything she's doing, you can sort of see is both a rebellion and also a, like she's seeking out approval of from them, being like, see, I chose not to go to Wellesley and I'm on a boat and I'm being creative instead while I'm throwing up in my bed. And you know, her parents are like, if you'd stayed in Boston, you would have had mild food and you wouldn't be puking.
It's a
right
very
now.
Privileged girl's rebellion. I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's like her rebellion is like, look, I'm a maid, you know? And they're like, oh geez. It's like, she's not out doing like heroin and, you know, dropping children all over the world, you know, whatever. She's just a maid. And then one of her first rebellions was, I'm going to be a stilt walker. It's like, oh my God, really? Wow.
That was that's, it.
You know, her mom's at home crying in the bathroom. The husband's like, honey, it could be worse. Okay, honey, it could be much, much worse.
The mom's like, so have you reconsidered joining Model UN? No, I'm doing stilts, mother. Yes, but, you know, I heard that Wellesley really likes people who went to Model UN. Stilts!
I'll never be a model, mother, but I'll be taller than all of them. So she does that. Also, we find out that the other Stu, Casey, used to work under Oriana in some other boat that they worked on, and Oriana was like the chief stew and Casey was the second stew. And so now Oriana's all bitter that she's like been demoted basically and has to work with Casey. And Casey is another piece of work who she's like, I was born in Seattle, but then I moved to somewhere, Costa Rica, and now I have an accent on every fifth ward.
Yeah, she's one of those. That's like a very specific Bravo type, but like, she definitely has that random accent that comes out of nowhere. And you're like, but I'm from Seattle. And you're like, wait, what? And apparently she never really listened. She was like not a good stew for Oriana. So there's like a disaster.
Yeah, they hate
there.
Each other. So then let's see. I'm a single Pringle. Oh, that's Alex P. Keaton, the second Lewis. I still can't remember his name. Okay, so that's basically the first episode. We met everybody. Let's get into this current episode. Episode number two, I hope, is an adventure!
So because they're taking a yacht into a fjord, it's like, it's the fjords go like really deep really quickly. Just like me. And this podcast too, let's be honest. We go deep.
Fjord went quick.
So there's like, you came for the crappens, you stayed for the revelations.
You stayed for the mental
but yeah, we're welcome to our fjord. You're about to get fjorded. But so like, long story short, anchoring is tricky. Okay, it's a tricky thing to anchor in a fjord. And so Captain Carey tells Nathan, FYI, on Night Shift, this is what you have to look out for. I'm going to tell you all this, and then you tell Kyle, and he may act like he knows what, like, knows this already, but you have to really push through and tell him everything. So last week, Nathan was trying to tell Kyle, and Kyle's like, yeah. I know. Yeah, you don't have to tell me this. I just kept to the part that I don't know yet. It's just being a real dick.
And he's like, well, I'm supposed to tell you how to do it. He's like, shut up. How about you stop talking, okay? How about less talking, more walking? Get up. You know, he's a real prick. And so that's where we open this week. So he's like, what are you saying? We just do the lines every 2 hours? And he's like, no, we do the lines every hour. All right. And I'll show you what he wants me to show you. And he's like, get it out as fast as possible, man. Get to it, bro.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm not going to say a bunch of shit. Don't rush me. I got to take my time. Because, yeah, but other people don't learn that way. I hate when people do that. Oh, that's not the way I'll learn. Okay. Well, based on any of your behavior and your tattoo, I'm not sure you've learned shit. So don't tell me about how you learn.
Gum chomp. So Nathan's like, just watch me. And he's like, mate, this is my 1,000th time doing this. This ain't my first rodeo. I'm a cowboy. Read my arm. You're not a cowboy just because you're from Texas. You're just a hick. Okay? So cut the shit, sir.
Yeah. Right. So Nathan's like, I know that Kyle has more experience than me. I'm really not gonna. I can't. Like, honestly, my brain is not able to do like a Caribbean accent today. So I'm just going British. It's like, I know that Kyle has more experience than me, but dude, you don't need to be a dick about it. It's like, this is Kyle. He has to be a dick about everything. I'm just telling you this right now. After one episode, I know he has to be a dick about every single thing.
So you know how to read that? Yes or no? Do you know how to read that? What I'm pointing at right now? And he's like, I heard you. And he's like, okay, well, just watch it. And goes, or what? So, you know, you're never going to win that one, right? So finally he just leaves him there. I was really hoping the boat was just going to explode because this wasn't fair to like have this much of a buildup and then have it turn out okay was not okay for me.
Right. So, and then meanwhile, down in the galley, Jess just is like on fire. There's a full fire and she's just like, stupid fire. She's being a chef. You have to have practices that bring you back to center and calm you down. Find and calm in the chaos. People are coming on the yacht with 5-star experience in a galley fire or not. I have to deliver. It's like, Jess, I know you're doing a tree pose right now, but your leg is fully in flames.
Yeah, your New Balance is like, on fire, babe. You know?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Like, also another issue with this boat is that the stew pantry is not connected to the galley. So anytime the chef needs the stews, she can't just be like, okay, it's ready. She has to call down to them. And so far, Faye is like not very good with her headpiece or her walkie-talkie because her earpiece keeps popping out. And let's be honest, you just can tell that Faye doesn't know how to use a walkie-talkie. you know, she's probably asked so many people, I'm sorry, no, just this part, this is the walkie-talkie? No, that's a cucumber. Oh, you know, my mistake. That'll explain why I don't have anything.
She's a typical person who doesn't use her earbud because, like, she looks cuter without it, and then gets mad that everybody gets mad at her. Like, oh, really? But yeah. Sorry that I didn't use my radio then. Yeah, use your radio, you dumb dumb. You're on a boat. So the drunk asshole of the group is like, well, where's dinner? This is definitely the latest time I've ever eaten dinner. And one of the other ladies is like, yeah, that's very European. This is very European. Mm-hmm. So then the food is finally delivered, and it's a steak and like one broccoli, which I thought was funny. It's like, here's your steak and your broccoli. Your one crispy broccoli.
I know.
Enjoy that.
I know, and they just love it. And that one guy keeps on saying, best chef I've ever had. Best chef I ever had. So, and then they're all like playing around and stuff. And then they ask what time they want to have breakfast. And the guy's like, 7 a.m. They're all, Jess is like, what the hell? It's 1 a.m. Who eats breakfast if they have good bed at 1 a.m.? They should have at least 48 more hours before they're hungry again.
So everyone goes to bed. So then the next morning, the chef is in the kitchen doing leg lifts, you know, on her hands and knees doing leg lifts. And she's like, well, they say that the way that you start your day is the way that your day goes. So I try to meditate at the start of every day. There's a lot of energy, output, 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 and I have to be on the whole time. Look at me, on. You know, some people have resting bitch face. I have resting jazz hands face. Look at my face. Just look at it. Look at this energy just glowing off of my face.
What about my eyelids being halfway down my eyes doesn't say I'm so excited right now?
So she tells us that, you know, she meditates. First thing she does in the morning, she meditates, she has lemon water, and then she has coffee. All right? Because the way you start your day is the way it goes. I hope that that's not true, because it explains a lot about my days.
Yeah. Yeah, I have very inauspicious starts to my days. That does actually explain a lot. It's
like, you know, I'm having a cold pizza, you know, a cold pizza and Pornhub kind of a day. What can I tell you?
Hey, you know what, though? I did make crispy edge pancakes today after all that below deck med discussion, and I don't remember the last time I ever made pancakes on a weekday, especially right before a podcast. So maybe this means good things are going to happen today. Who knows? For me, at least. So, Kyle, meanwhile, now Kyle, Michael's coming in to relieve Kyle in the wheelhouse, so Kyle has to give him the information, and he's just like, okay, I'm going to do it the easy way, because, like, you know, I'm going to do it in 5 minutes instead of, like, the 30 minutes that he was taking when he taught me, stupid face. Okay, that's the radar, that's a wheel, that's a window, those are fjords, that's water, don't crash. Big okay, bye. Good.
Cowboy out. So then Lewis is with Captain Carey. And Carrie is like, I want to give you a plan, mate. Anchor 9:45. Head to anchor for adventure. Then go to shore. Guess why? To play on the beach. Adventure. Should have known that one. They say adventure every other word okay. on the show.
Every words. All right. It's 600 o'clock. I don't know how to do maritime law. It's 600 o'clock. In 2 hours, we'll convene at the 15:15. Adventure! Okay, moving on. So so now Faye is with Jess, and she's like,
so yesterday was an absolute shit show. I didn't mean that you was a shit show. You was wonderful. You was not a shit show at all. But everything else was a shit show, particularly everything around you, all the food and the food coming out. But you were fine. You were not a shit show at all.
I don't want the same mistake again. I need Jess to trust me, feel comfortable, and hopefully we can move forward from there.
And Jess is just standing behind her looking at her like, God damn you. Piece of crap. Did you start your morning by watching the dog take a crap on the sidewalk? Because that's about where the level of your work has been.
You piece of South London trash. Did you even have your coffee?
Yeah, these two are determined to be friends, but they kind of already hate each other. And it's so funny because, you know, yeah. They had that discussion right when they came on boat, like, you know, I just want us, you know, we're two women in the industry and we just need to get along. And this is, you know, they have, you know, that they did, because they're looking at each other like, I'm really trying to stick to this whole women empowerment thing. But I also want you dead very, very soon.
Yeah. Jess hates
her. And Faye kind of hates her too, because Jess calls her out in a very calm way. You know, she's like, well, if we have radios, we need to listen to the radios, because otherwise I've got food down there and there's no one who can hear me because I'm in a basement. So it would be nice if someone listened to that. I'm sorry, I'm talking to you from down here, because really I need to have my ankles in the air while I say this.
Well, I'm terribly sorry that I missed your call for food. It's just that, unfortunately, with your bassy voice, I thought you were one of the deckhands spotting a whale shark in the middle of the fjord or something. I just tuned it out. Apologies.
So the chef is like, well, I think that you haven't had your coffee yet or something. She's like, oh, I've had 3 coffees. What are you talking about? And the chef just laughs like this. Oh, God.
She's like dismayed every time she lets out a laugh. Like, I can't believe it. So
like, I don't know if she was judging her like, oh, this is your energy, this is you with energy, God help us, or if she was like, what a sick fucking person, 3 coffees by 6 in the morning, oh my God. There was just like judgment on every syllable that she uttered.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Oriana, her stomach is still bad because she had bad chicken salad.
I can't with Oriana. Day, okay, so I'm already calling it. Hate her. Hate her. First charter,
She's like, well, I work really, really hard, which is why I'm the best. And that's why I was chief stew. Too bad Casey sucks. Oh, ow, I had chicken salad. I can't work. So she spends the whole first charter not working. Everyone else ate that chicken salad. They were fine. I'm not buying this chicken salad. I think your stomach is reacting to you not being in charge, Stilts.
Yeah, you can already tell that her dad is getting just like totally made fun of at the faculty lounge at Tufts University or wherever he teaches, you know? So she's like, on my old boats, when someone was sick, they were generally faking it to get out of work. But I'm scared that Faye thought I was faking it in some way, but I wasn't. I wasn't faking it at all.
And she says,
work.
She thinks I'm faking it, so I need to show her that's not the case. I was like, what? Now you're going to be extra sick to show her that it wasn't just a fluke? It's like, I wasn't just sick that one day. I'm sick every day. She like, takes a little shot of Drano. Gets back on the floor.
Yeah.
She's going to Munchausen herself just so nobody thinks she's faking it.
Yeah. So now there's breakfast orders and everyone wants eggs. And then Jess is like, everyone, especially Americans, like their eggs completely differently. Poached, fried, scrambled, omelet, stupid, dumb eggs. That's a popular one with Americans. And you don't want to scoop the eggs first thing in the morning because it puts a bad taste in their mouth. Sort of like when your chief stew doesn't deliver hot steaks to guests when they are ready for them. Anywho, I remember I hired an owner and she liked her eggs over easy and just had to have them perfect. And there could be no brown. Give me nightmares for years because you feel very tested by 9 o'clock in the morning. Very, very tested. She's like squeezing like all her silverware in her hands, crushing it.
You don't want to talk to anyone with a runny yolk day. Have you ever been someone who's having a runny yolk day? Not on my watch. So everyone's like, wow, these eggs are good. Like this poor lady. I love that she's the kind of, because she does have that look of stress, like on those British detective shows, you know, how the lady detectives are just always like so harried, you know, it's like, and then you find out their backstories and they're so depressing. And that's like the point of the show, you know, like Happy Valley for anyone who watches those. So she's got that kind of demeanor about her. But then to find out her trauma is just having someone insisting on proper eggs kills me.
I'm telling you, there's a streak of James Corden about this show. There's a streak of it.
Only so, the Yahtzee, goddamn moron! I love James Corden. So I was like, well, you know, I thought I was a fine person, but then I realized something. I'm not. And I'd like to thank you all for bringing that to my attention. Okay.
Yeah, thanks, James. So so everyone's happy at breakfast, and they're 10 minutes from anchoring for adventure. And Faye is telling everyone, she's like, hello, everyone. So today you'll be going caving. Is that okay with everyone? You'll be climbing into a little cave and seeing some sexual harassment on display. Please raise your hand if you have any objections now. No? Okay, wonderful. And
of course, there's one lady who's like, oh my god, I'm so scared. How am I going to cave? What am I going to do? I can't cave. You're on below deck. Adventure! So suck it up, lady. I don't want to hear it from you. So Kyle's on the swim platform, the cowboy, and the guests are starting to go out on the kayaks or whatever. And he's just like, okay, get on out there. All right, go have fun, Tiger. Woohoo! Yeehaw! And so they're going out, and then poor Nathan is like, wait a minute, do they have vests on? They need to have vests on. Why don't they hey, come back here to get your vests on. He's like, stop yelling that, stupid.
Yeah, I mean, we see the water temperature is 55 degrees, which is actually very cold. Like, if you're going to fall in that, that's going to be rough. So they definitely need to have their vests. So he's like, there's one guy on a paddleboard, and Nathan's like, hey, can you paddle back? He's like, can you paddle back, and we'll give you a vest. And then Kyle's like, hey, you can just take it to him. You know, Nathan has to just shut up and listen instead of always having something to say. At which point I'm like, all right, I am definitely picking up on some microaggressions. I don't know if that's just my liberal old self.
I don't even think they're microaggressions. Like, they're straight up aggression. There's nothing micro about this guy. Like, he doesn't hide it at all. He's like, oh yeah, y'all know who's really in charge here, right? A boom, problem solved.
Yeah, but I definitely felt like, I think I am getting the sense that Kyle is not comfortable with someone who is not only lower than him, or as he proceeds on the chain, but also someone who is a person of color barking orders. Like, this is, I'm definitely getting that vibe, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, this guy's a real piece of shit. And so he's like, so Lewis is like, so it's going great today, isn't it, bro? And he's like, well, we're doing this, I'm with kayaks and shit. And he's like, well, in this water, it would probably be advisable, unless you don't think so. In which case, I'll be on your side. Just tell me which side to be on. He's like, well, it's like ripping and shit. And you know what? That dude over there, he needs to pop down. And he's like, who? And he's like, Nathan. He's like freaking out, yelling, vest, vest, vest. You know what? I'm down here. I'm a trained lifeguard, okay? Hey, look, there's a jellyfish.
If you're such a trained lifeguard, why are you staring at jellyfish instead of the people out there in the freezing cold water? And so then Lewis makes a joke. He goes, oh, catch it. Or maybe he says catch it. But either way, the boat, like, Lewis is like, well, I don't think you should catch it, because the water will be draining out your hands and you'll just be trying not to get stung, because it's a jellyfish and you don't need to catch it right now. He goes, no, those kind don't sting. So he goes and he scoops up the jellyfish. And then Lewis laughs and goes, eat it. And then he goes, okay.
He swallows the jellyfish. He eats
the jellyfish.
What the hell?
What? Why? Like, it was horrifying. And Lewis is like,
I was joking. Who would eat a jellyfish? Wow, that guy. So then Oriana is Febrezing the sheets or whatever. She's like spraying the sheets, and Casey just walks past and she goes, hey, need any help? And she goes, Casey, I'm good down here though. Okay, I'm good though. So
yeah, and Casey like gives Casey does the classic below deck thing where she leaves the room and then flares her eyes to the camera, like, this bitch, am I right? Catch me all season. So then, so now Lewis pulls over Nathan and he's like, hey, hello there, good to see you. I heard that you were shouting at the guests about life rafts. You were out of control and a maniac and being totally unprofessional, anything like that? And Nathan's like, no, I didn't shout at them directly. I told them it's best they turn around. And Lewis is like, well, Kyle felt it was a little bit like you were overriding him because he was trying to run things and you were trying to say stuff to him and like, no biggie. I'm like, why are you, if it's no biggie, why are you even saying this to Nathan?
Yeah, for crying out loud. Then why are you talking shit like a little gossip? Like, well, he's really mad at you. So, I mean, just saying, okay, go about your day. Just know that guy hates you now. So, and he tells us, well, my way of leadership may not be the best. I mean, let's be honest. I try to avoid conflict or natural hair of any kind. A previous crew member had an intervention with me and told me, please stop being the devil's advocate. I'm just such a good person. No, you're a jellyfish. Okay. And how are you even in a position of power over anybody? People like this make me crazy. Like, I'm just too nice. No, you're a wuss, okay? And your aggression is being weak, you know? You can just always say, well, it's just me, just trying to be nice. No, letting some hick run like that all over your boat, acting like trash and treating people like trash, that's your fault, dude. Like, I hate that, like, little smiley, like, no, my fault, I'm just a nice person. No, you're not. You're enabling assholes. You're worse.
I think I like Lewis more than you do, but I did agree that I did not think it was necessary to like indulge Kyle's toxic masculinity, small penis, you know, cowboy bullshit by then going to Nathan and being like, hey, don't like Kyle was trying to do something. Like, don't try to like override him. Like, that was like unnecessary. What Nathan should have done. I mean, Lewis was, oh God, they all have such British names, Nathan, Lewis. He should have just been like, okay, Kyle, like, settle down. He was just trying to help, but whatever. So,
he should be like, come back on board. Shouldn't be sending people out on a kayak in 50 degree water without their life jackets. Given, that's what a leader does. They're not just like, well, whatever you want. Well, if you want to, no, that's not how it works. You have to wear your fucking life vest or you can't get on a toy. Okay. I know that. And I'm just a viewer of a show. I'm not trained. Do your goddamn job.
No. Yes, man. Yeah, no, I agree. Lewis should have come down hard on that, too. So the guests come back on board, and this is what they say. Well, let's get our adventure clothes on. Adventure clothes.
Adventure.
So then the Stews, Faye, Oriana, and Casey are talking. And Faye's like, girls.
I love this.
Yesterday was a shit show. Casey stepped it up because you, Oriana, were poorly. Okay? And I know that you're going to love this excursion, Casey, because you did everything because a chicken salad over there couldn't work. You are going to get to go caving. How does that sound? With an actual caveman, actually. So that sounds for use.
I love that she like gave that look to Oriana with like a cringe face, like, totally. Like, I love that turn of phrase because, you know, obviously she meant like you were, you know, like you were ill, but you were poorly. Like, it literally means like you existed poorly yesterday. You as a human were doing a poor job of having a presence.
So Casey's like, oh my god, yes, anything that has to do with like hikes or scoff. And so Faye's like, hikes or exhilaration or beauty, last chance, adventure,
close, you're very very close. Adventure, yes, adventure. You may go.
So now Lewis is talking to Nathan and Kyle about this
adventure.
And he goes, does anyone have a problem with claustrophobia? And Nathan's like, not me. Like, I'm ready. I'm like caveman. And he like beats his chest like as a joke, like caveman. And then Kyle tells us, Nathan seeks a lot of attention. It's so cringy. It's not even funny. You just ate a jellyfish. You just ate a jellyfish. Okay, sir.
And then his example of this is the guests are all high-fiving, and Nathan's like, oh, I thought you were trying to high-five me. He's like, cringy. That is embarrassing. That is just embarrassing. So now the guests leave to go on this adventure, and the music is like Game of Thrones, like dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. It's like, it's like Game of Thrones meets Master and Commander meets Pirates of the Caribbean meets like Armageddon. It's just like the most like, it's like they're on like a tender going to like a tiny like a pier next to a cute little house. And Casey goes, I've never done anything like way before, and I'm like super spooked because like nowhere else in the world has the beauty and adventure like this.
Again.
Are you using your radio now?
Yes, I'm using the radio now. I just want you to do it one more time. Adventure! Come on, Casey. I'll let you go on the... Adventure! Yes, adventure! Carry on.
So, nothing says adventure like Runa. Hello, I'm welcome to Fjoya. My name is Runa, and I will take you to a little cave, a little tiny baby cave, baby woozy cave. It's like, Runa, why are you making fun of your own cave? Sorry, I get excited sometimes.
So they all get dressed in their cave equipment or whatever, their repellers or whatever.
Adventure clothing,
and I believe. Nathan's like, yeah, normally it's jet skis or wakeboarding or something like that, but nothing like this. This is the first time I've ever been with guests that have on all their clothes. And thank God, because if you're going to cast any show that needs to wear clothes, it's this crew, right?
So now they're hiking, or as I like to call it, feet adventure. And then they're going up. Now they're going down into a cave, and there's like carabiners, and there's like a rope, but there's also candles in the cave. It's like romantic, and they're all going down there while everyone else back on the boat is cleaning. And then Jess, she's like, I'm going to make homemade hot chocolate for when the guests come back. Stupid.
Yes, I was thinking fresh cookies out of the oven. You know how it is. Fresh cookies, hot chocolate. Do you think they'd like that? Faye's like, yes.
And she goes, well, what's the vibe for the birthday tonight? What's the vibe? And Faye goes,
cake.
Jess is going to kill her.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So we go back to caving, and you know, it's getting darker and darker. And the cowboy's like, I think I just pulled my kidney. You just ate a jellyfish, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, that might have something to do with it. And then there, and then one lady goes, oh, isn't it nice to not be a mom? Because Nathan's doing it for us. And Nathan has like a little backpack. He's like, anyone, I got water. I got gum. I got Mentos. Whatever you need, I got it. He's like, has all the snacks for them. So they just like love it. And then he gives like a little, now we get a little bit of below deck backstory. So he's like, mom's a powerful man. Like, think if anyone can be perfect at it. And then I think of anyone who can be perfect at things, and I think of like my mom because she's like the best.
Hero, actually, like that's the least dark story we've ever heard on the show.
I'm like, I was waiting for the part about your child in Fort Lauderdale or having to drive your sister when you were 3 years old. Like, where's that?
I think he's the first person who's ever been on the show where they're like, "Give us your gritty backstory," and he's like, "I'm happy and I love my mom." Like, all right, well, you're already cast, so let's just go with it. So then we get the cowboys. Now, this is a real one. He's like, growing up, my mom was always in and out of prison. We were always poor, and we didn't get it on a chance to go on vacation anywhere. And every day I look at myself and where I am, and I pretty much got here on my own, so I'm pretty proud of that one. Oh, never mind. I'm fine.
God, this Norwegian air is making my stomachs all tingling and burning on the inside. It's almost like I'm getting stung by something. So there's more caving. And so Casey and Nathan are like sitting by a candle. And these guests are like real instigators. They're like, oh, you guys should look like you could be a couple. Because this happens on Below Deck. This happens actually all the time where guests are always trying to make stews. Like there's always like a stew and a deckhand. They're always trying to like get them together as a couple. So now they're really trying to instigate it, like, oh, you guys should be a couple. Oh, is this your first date? Oh, are you guys on your first date? Hey, come on, like, go for a kiss. Like,
well, a lot of candle for us. Here we are having our first adventure together. And the lady's like, oh, my God, are you guys hooking up? And the husband's like, yeah, they're having a moment. Kiss, you guys should make out. And Casey tells us, yeah, I'm all for good banter. Like, you know, when I said, come on, and then he said, adventure, you know, that was fun. But if it starts crossing the line, like, please don't keep going. So the guys are chanting, kiss her, kiss her. And so he tries to, and she kind of moves her face. So he gives her like a big kiss on the cheek and hugs her close, the romantic little fire going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh, yikes.
And yeah. It's not great. And then she's basically like, yeah, there's going to be situations where guests will have these moments, and then says that basically, you know, you have to deal with those situations in a professional manner. And Kyle did not deal with it well. I love this because now they're heading back to the boat. And now the music is up. Now the music is extra again. It's like, and they even have like this chorus, like a and it is like so like monumental and huge and big. And then it just cuts to Jess just making a chocolate cake and putting raspberries on top. It's like, you gotta get the right music for a chocolate cake. I think you guys maybe overshot that one a little bit. Yeah,
they really did. She's like, and raspberry and blueberry. So then Faye is asking for help with the balloon. And Oriana's like, oh my God, they're having their 40th birthday on a boat? I mean, I hope I'm on a yacht for my 40th. I want to make it. So I have 13 years. So like, I need to make it. So I want to be rich. I want to be with someone rich. Or make an OnlyFans account. That's been done. Okay? Go back to stilts.
Her mom was like, well, honey, maybe if you'd taken that scholarship to Wellesley, you would have been well on your way. But not now, unfortunately.
Yeah, see you Christmas. It's a saturated market. All right, stilts. So, the guests get back and they're handing them all towels and they're setting the table and all that. And they get their hot chocolate and cookies. And of course, because they're these guests, they're like, oh my God, they're boozing that hot chocolate. That's the only way we're having that. We're party animals.
Yeah. And one of them I was like a little upset with because she came back and was like, what an excursion. I'm like, ma'am, this is not called a Below Deck excursion. I think you're gonna have to try that one again.
Sorry.
Excuse me. I was about to say something very important, Ronnie.
What an adventure!
Okay, yeah, that's the blonde lady, I think, who is like terrified. She's like, caving? How am I going to go caving on this excursion? You don't belong here, okay? You can't cave and you can't say adventure. Go home. That's my advice to you. Yeah. So then in the mess, Casey is talking to the weirdo Mike. And she's like, so you've been on a yacht before, right? And he's like, well, I've been on a boat, but not a yacht. But I do like this because they gave me super short shorts. Look at these. Yeah, look at my legs. And she's like, oh my God, I thought you were from the UK or something because you're like Harry Potter-ish. And he's like, I am not from the UK, but I should be a Harry Potter. Oh my God, can I talk to anybody on this fucking boat?
Yeah. And he goes, tea and crumpets, tea and crumpets. Look at me and my short shorts. Do I look like a Brit? And Lewis goes, yeah, lucky you. And Mike goes, look at me. I don't know what he's saying. Look at me. Did he say look at me? He like can't understand a British accent.
I don't know. I stopped taking notes. Faye is on her radio, which I'm proud of her for having. And she's like, tonight is a birthday party. We've got to be on form tonight. It's a birthday party. Okay. So then the chef is saying, well, they said they wanted steak well tonight. So I'm taking that and what Norway has to offer. And I'm going to make magic.
It's called Serpenter.
And broccoli. Don't forget the broccoli. There will be one piece of broccoli on every plate, damn it.
The guests are like sitting at the table and they're like joking about what's the 50th birthday going to be like. And then one lady goes, how do you have a party in outer space? And the other guy goes, you just plan it.
And they're like, Faye is calling for Casey to come help. Because it's time for service, right? They've got to do service for the basement up. So she's calling for Casey, and Casey's radio is blaring really loud. And she's like, sorry, guys. I'm like, why are you sorry? She's like, because my radio's so loud. Hey, let me give you some waters. Would anybody like some waters? So the chef is starting to go crazy, right? She's like, timing. Food is hot. Let's roll, people. All right. When I call you, it doesn't mean 10 minutes from now. It means right now. All right. Bunch of runny yolk days. Damn, every one of them.
And she's going to be serving up octopus. So she's like, getting octopus right is a fucking mission. You want it to be crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. You don't want it to taste like a tie. It is a delicate process that requires concentration and focus and love. And
tastes like chicken.
Goddamn Americans.
So they love it, of course. And then Faye brings them champagne. And they ask the captain to savor the champagne because the captain comes. And I like that the captain won't eat with the guests. He just shows up for like a drink at the end. Mm-hmm. I like this captain so far.
Yeah.
So he shows up and they're like, will you savor this? And he's like, oh, I've crossed the Atlantic. Oh, that runs Somali pirates. Oh, I've fenced with an entire submarine crew underwater. I think I can savor a bottle of fucking champagne. Boom.
He literally says he's been struck by lightning. I don't know if he meant his boat or himself, but he really has one-upped Captain Sandy already. Captain Sandy's like, well, I mean, I outrun some pirates. Yeah, well, did you outrun pirates and also get struck by lightning? No, I did not.
A boom! Sorry. You just got carried. So then the drunk is like, hey, man, say some words, Captain. He goes, release the Kraken. I'll see you for dessert, losers. Hey, let me leave you with this suggestion. Have something to drink. Goddamn morons, these people have children. Fucking way. So Mike and Lewis bring in the toys while the cowboy sleeps and Nathan's on break and the chef's like, okay, interior, ready for service. And Casey's like, you guys, we're missing some forks. Girls, can I play? Does anybody hear me on the radio? Where do we have forks? I'm talking on the radio. Am I talking to myself? God, I feel like you're a bunch of misshapen eggs right now, just torturing me. Is anyone there?
Eggs with a touch of char on them. So basically, while there's like Casey and what's her face and Faye are like figuring out this like fork situation. Jess is calling for help, and no one, and like they're not hearing Jess calling for help. So finally, like Faye comes in. She's like, "Hi, hi. I'm sorry. I've arrived. I'm here." And Jess is like, "Well, you haven't radioed me about service. Have you cleared? Nothing? Anything?
Yeah. Oh, I cleared. Sorry, I did clear. Just
okay. Well, I'm one person down here, and I have no eyes."
"You're cooking blind. Well, why didn't you say so? You know, we have so many amenities for you. Here, hold my hand, and I will lead you to the bathroom." "It is a metaphor, you idiot." Oh,
I'm literally stuck in a basement while you're up there dancing around with forks. Can you please let me know what's going on?" And she's like, "More communications. Got it. Communication. Okay. I guess I will be giving you communications."
And she's like, "All right, food, heat. I've got steaks run cold. Food is ready. We can go. Go. Go now." And Faye's like,
"But they're busy right now. They can't really take the steak right now. Very, very busy."
She's like, "Well, tell them to be down in 2 minutes. I will not have this." And she's like,
"Well, you know, I've had all kinds of chefs. Grumpy chefs, happy chefs, horny chefs, serial killer chefs, serial loving chefs, all kinds of chefs. I mean, she's a good chef, but I'm not here to argue with you, girl. Do your job and get on with it."
"You do your job. Get the fucking forks on the table. You're the one missing forks, loser." By the way, I love her. I don't know why I'm yelling at Faye so much. Faye's like my favorite thing about this show. I don't know why I'm yelling at her, but...
Same. I love Faye. So then they serve all these steaks and everything, and everything's okay. And Faye goes, "Okay, all good in the hood." Which is, I think, the second time she said that. That might be like her thing that she does. All good in the hood.
I think she's just skews a little older, and so she hears things like that and thinks that she's being current, you know? I feel like she's a bomb.com type person, you know?
"Well, is this a chocolate cake with raspberries and blueberries? This is the bomb.com."
"Okay, well, I'm done, so I'm LT5000. Catch me in my bunk."
So they all like it or whatever. And the chef is just tapping her tongs angrily in the kitchen. And Louis and Oriana are talking now because he's like trying to flirt with her, but he's terrible at it. And she's in laundry.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, look at you in blacks. I haven't seen you girls in black yet." She goes, "Oh, you weren't awake last time we were in blacks?" And he's like, "No, I guess not. But they look good." She's like, "Oh, God. Lewis reminds me of a sweet, innocent English puppy. I mean, at least he's not a douchebag like most yachties. But he could use some stilting. I'm not going to
lie." Girl, you're on day two.
I'm not going to lie.
I mean, listen, I'm not opposed to dating a short guy because when you're on stilt, they're all short. Am I right, everyone? You get over that real quickly. Okay.
He just stands there for a minute.
So, there's...
"Well, I'm off to bed then." She's like, "Okay. Bye. Good night, Romeo."
No, she's like, "Well, I know you're American, but you definitely just had a very British exit. That whole standing and staring and then saying off to bed. Totes Brits." So they're toast upstairs. Everyone's toasting to love your bodies because they're sore. And then Faye, it's time to deliver the birthday cake. So they bring the cake to the table. And Carrie tells us this anecdote. He goes, "My 40th birthday was also on a yacht, but I was working."
And Faye goes,
"Like, oh, okay."
Great. Yeah, I know. Sorry. The stories are a little odd. You know, it's episode two. But Faye's like,
Jess, they're ready for the cake now."
And Jess is like, "All right, bringing up the cake." So she does. And then Faye goes,
"Well, I've delivered, hopefully, perfect communication. I hope you're happy, Jess."
I was like, "Yeah, that's like, what are you,
yeah,
what are you so put off by? That's exactly what you're supposed to do, you weirdo."
And honestly, okay, so I really like Jess too, but for as much as she's like, "This is supposed to be 5-star service, which is why I have perfectly cooked eggs and octopus that's delicately cooked as well." And then she serves up these two chocolate cakes that, they're kind of bake sale-y, let's be honest. I mean, I'm happy for them because after enduring weeks of Dave's Mirror Glazes on Below Deck Met, I'm like, this is a masterpiece. But let's be honest, this is not, I would say, a 5-star cake.
Well, you didn't like it because it had berries on it. So we all know the real reason that you were being hateful towards Jess, okay?
Well, the berries were also kind of like, it was like a nice cake. And I'm sure it was delicious. It actually looked really delicious. But I'm just saying, come on, we need to like... let's like bring the cake work up too, okay? If I'm going to give shit to Dave, I got to give shit to Jess.
Most of these chefs are like, well, I don't do dessert. I'm a savory chef, you know, but you're on a yacht. So yeah. You're going to have to do dessert every day of some kind, you know? So let's see. The captain comes up to join, and the drunk guy is like, hey, captain, and puts out his hand. The captain just sits down. And he's like, you're going to just leave me hanging like that?
Yeah. And so, and then meanwhile, up in the wheelhouse, so Nathan and Kyle are up there at like, Nathan was like on Anchor Watch or whatever. So Kyle has taken over, and Nathan's like, so you're going to be up until the sun? And Kyle goes, till 5 o'clock. So whenever the sun rises, I mean, the sun's out all day. So like, it's like a big diss. Nathan just like, yeah, closes his
also
eyes.
We forgot to mention Nathan just keeps coming in and pooping and then leaving the poop in the toilet and leaving. Yeah. I mean, this guy's just such an asshole, right? So the captain is like, so tell us about the adventure. And the drunk guy's like, well, you know, all of the staff, you know, the crew was great. All three of them. Just ask Casey.
And everyone's like, uh-oh, what? That's great, Casey. And then one guy's like, yeah, like, Kyle, you got to slow down, Kyle. That's what we're saying, right? And then the girl's like, yeah, Casey had to put up with it. So Carrie's like, he's like just barely masking his rage. Like his eyes are like squinting. And he's like turning red. And he has like this weird smile on his face. He's like, what do you mean? If I look strange, it's just the fact that I was struck by lightning and I'm not overcome with rage or anything like that. I'm your pal. Tell me everything. No one's going to get in trouble.
Friend, he's like, well, he was trying to make out with her. You were the same guy who was chanting kiss, 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 asshole.
Yeah.
You know, now Kyle is right. The biggest asshole here, but still you, these fucking guys, douchebags, you know? So one of the ladies is like, guys, come on. And he's like, all right, man, we got to talk very serious, yes. And they're like, uh-oh, he's mad. And they're like, absolutely
nothing. And then there's like one guy.
Happened. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, shut up. Like, that guy was like fake David Boreanaz. Like, stop. All of a sudden, you're going to cover? No. And then the girl was like, yeah, it's just silly jokes. So then Carrie's like, I'm trying to keep my game face on, but inside, I'm on fire. It's a fire adventure on the inside.
Never in my career in yachting have I had to deal with crew acting inappropriately in front of guests. And now I will get to the bottom of it. Dun, dun, dun. So he calls Jess. So the chef is talking to Jess and Casey. She goes, I want to tell you a joke.
Okay.
How do you call a cat?
By its name.
Like, okay, Faye, can you like give her a little room here? I mean, geez, Faye.
No, you say, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Now, how do you call a deaf cat?
Heavens! That's a bit too much for me in this galley right now. Talk about communication. This came on a bit strong there, wouldn't you say? Casey
and Jess are cracking up and face like, for fuck's sake,
that's not good.
So then Lewis and Mike are talking, and they're in their room going to bed. And Mike's like, I didn't even shower today, bro. He's like, you know, that's in the contract. What is? Crew showers once a day. He's like, am I fired?
Well, it depends, because I can see the other side of that is that one doesn't always have to shower. Oh, you're doing the devil's advocate thing again. Oh, God, I am.
So sorry. It's bedtime, and these guests are playing charades upstairs, so that's where they're at. And Jess and Faye are talking, and Faye's like, well, I just tried to put on my eye masks and look at my cell phone at the same time. That didn't really work, so it's not the best night for me.
Now I understand your plight as a chef without eyes.
So are you saying you were having trouble with communication?
God damn it, just leave me alone.
Here, kitty, kitty. Yeah.
Why does anyone bring on a deaf cat onto this boat in the first place? We have a chef who can't see, a cat that can't hear. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh.
So then, Rick, is telling Casey, who is
the
Rick?
Drunk asshole guest. He's like, hey guys, should Kyle and Casey make out? Like, dude, shut up.
Yeah. After he saw that, like, they were going to get into trouble, he then is trying to do it again. And so finally they go to sleep. But Casey is like, she's like working, and Kyle comes from behind. He pulls the Luke and he does like that from behind hug. And she's like, hey, you're cold. You're cold. And he goes, yeah, well, guess what? I know people might think I'm a pig, so I'm going to say something that gay people will like. I grew up watching the Golden Girls. I'd probably put Casey as Blanche, you know, a little slutty one, like to have fun and get loose, a real whore, a real fucking whore. Might as well test the waters. You do not deserve to watch Golden Girls, sir.
I know. I felt like all the Golden Girls just rolled over in their graves, like every single one of them at the same time, just like turned off every TV in America. Like, if this person's going to watch it, none of you are going to watch it. How do you like that?
Blanche may have been a slut, but she was a slut on her own terms, not because some guy crawled up from behind her and was like, well, you're easy, I'm going to have you.
Just what a fucking pig. Like, trying to make it all sweet with the Golden Girl. He's like, that girl's a slut, so I'm going to try and get some off of her. God, this guy's a fucking pig. Also, this is where I was like, he's real also Sam. Too shit-faced to even be on camera, and I don't know why they're letting him film. Because if this were any other show, they'd be like, sir, your eyes are blazing red and teary. And you're, what are you, methed out? Like, what is this guy doing? And how is nobody stopping it? Yeah. This is the thing with these shows that kind of pisses me off, because it seems like they do this on purpose at this point, you know? And it's gross. I don't like it. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, you know, if Casey is Blanche, what Nathan fails to realize is that he is like the disgusting character actor who's on for one episode, and at the end of the episode Blanche slams the door in his face and the audience claps.
Yes, like Blanche's empowering moment. And Faye is the one who sold her scarf. So then it's the morning, and Ariana's in the galley, and she's like, oh, hi, Orange Shoes. Oh, hi, how are you? I'm talking to Orange Shoes. Isn't it hilarious? And Chef Jess is like, just die. Please die slowly. Could you please just put a rag over your head, and then let me slowly pour that orange juice down your throat. I'm going to orange juice pour this bitch. I can't. She's like,
orange juice, you are hilarious.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Orange juice. Orange juice what? Orange juice doesn't talk. Be quiet.
So then the guys are working, the deck guys are working, and the anchor's lifting, and Lewis is like, Nathan, we need you to inflate the fenders if you feel like it. If you don't, please just let me know, and I'll send a card to someone else and request their presence on the fenders.
And Nathan's like, Lewis, for me, he's a very soft gentleman. Like, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And some bosuns walk around really happy to demand because they're in a high position, and I love the fact that he works with us. I was like, oh, I thought he was starting off as an insult, and then he brought it into a testimony. I was like, okay, Nathan.
So, the captain, Casey Kiri, come to the bridge.
It's like, hi, they shouldn't call it the wheelhouse, they should call it the doghouse, because when you're going to the bridge, you're about to be thrown over a bridge. Okay, I'm really trying here. I'm a fun person.
All right, Kiri, before we get back to our adventure, the guests made some comments about yesterday's adventure and possibly something happening on Adventurous, on the adventure that was inappropriate. Care to talk about that? She's like, yeah, there was a little bit of flirting going on. Who was flirting? Did they get struck by lightning yet? And, well, it was Kyle. With who? With me, obviously, because obviously, you called me up here. That's right. You passed the first test. Congratulations.
Well, that's not acceptable. Were you uncomfortable, Casey?
She's like, well, I mean, I took it, you know, and the guests were like egging Kyle on. I think it's just friendly on his side, and I was professional about it. He's like, well, that's not okay, and you shouldn't be put in that position, and we have standards on this vessel, okay? Like, what? What? Are you on the right show? Who cast you? Thank God. Okay, then I started getting a little less pissed off at Bravo. I felt like now Bravo's like, okay, we're still going to cast extremely problematic, possibly dangerous people, but we'll have somebody to call them out on it properly.
Yeah. Listen, We have standards on this vessel, and it starts with having people who can swallow jellyfish on command, okay? Listen, the guests want us to be part of their fun, but there's a line. Carl crossed the line, and a woman shouldn't be put in a position that's uncomfortable when doing stuff in front of people and getting struck by lightning in ways that makes it more uncomfortable, and they're more likely to tolerate it because they don't want to make a scene. It's a horrible place to put someone, almost as horrible as being in front of a bunch of Somali pirates and knowing you've got to outrun them. Suck it, Captain Sandy.
Thank God someone understands this properly, and thank you for explaining it to the audience.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I was like, this guy is kind of great. I loved it. He was like, very like, fuck this. I don't like this happening on my boat. Right. I was very happy.
So she's so like, far. Well, is there anything I can do to help the situation? And he's like, I'll take care of it. So then the guests are like, oh my God, I don't want to leave. Oh my God. So then they're saying, oh my God, have you guys ever done 40s off the front of the boat? Like, no, but I guess we need to before we leave. 40s, we're party animals. So then Casey is asking Oriana if she needs help with glasses. And she's like, do you want to help? No, she says, do you want to help me do some glasses? And Oriana's like, I shouldn't be helping Casey. Casey should be helping me because I was her boss and I was hired to be second stew. I think I was. I'm not really sure. You're in laundry all day, ma'am. So no, you weren't.
Yeah. I mean, meanwhile, the boat is like speeding through this fjord back to wherever they have to go, their port. And this lady goes, did the anchors come up already? Because I didn't hear them. No, they're just like driving, pulling an anchor across the bottom of this fjord yeah, right now. Like,
yeah, I think the anchor has to be up for us to move.
You know, you ever heard about the definition of anchor? Yeah. So then the music is like, someone goes like, warp speed, Captain. And again, the music is like, dun 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 dun. And here's a platter of bacon and a platter of Eggs Benedict. Enjoy, everyone.
You know, it's a new show and you guys have to share each other's music, but Below Deck Sailing was not the way because this is the sail music, you know, whenever they put up the sail.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing something. They're not just carrying up bacon. You have to put something to that music.
I know. I mean, I understand they're trying to convey all the adventure of being on Below Deck Adventure, but then when you like settle in on trays of Eggs Benedicts, it just doesn't quite like land that like extreme vibe that they're going for.
So then Oriana is looking around for 40s or something fun for them to do since they don't have 40s. So she's like, if anyone from the deck crew is free, could you meet me in the galley, please? And she tells us, this is what you have to be good at. Finding out what the guests want and making it happen. I was in the circus. I was a stilt walker. That's pretty much what landed me here. I was like, what? I need more.
Her parents are never going out in public again. They will never be seen in Cambridge again. They're like, hey, hon, do you still want to go to that lecture tonight down at MIT? No, unfortunately, our daughter just admitted she went to the circus, so I think we should probably
go. They're literally protesting us at that lecture, okay? We cannot go.
We have to burn all of your tweed blazers with elbow patches. Okay, we're just moving to a different part of the country.
So Oriana is now asking everyone, oh my God, guys, is there any deck stuff we can use to do a shot ski? And meanwhile, the guests are served all this breakfast, but there's no plates. And so they're like, this.
Because Oriana's been looking for shot ski materials instead of putting plates out on the table.
And, you know, I mean, if there's someone who should be able to spin their plates and find a shot ski, it's the girl from the circus, am I right?
Exactly. She's going to serve the plates on her tiptoes. Like, literally, like, the plates are going to come down on her toe, like Cirque du Soleil. So Faye's like,
we're a star, we're a five-star service, and people are paying thousands of dollars for amazing service, and we don't have plates?
So they go, she's like mortified because she has to pull out the plates. Like
so right then they're in the galley and Faye's like, girls, I need to hear why we have food out there with no plates. And Casey's like, I have locked it. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I don't know. I was like doing stuff and I forgot. Sorry. And Oriana goes, I'm sorry. The chef just goes,
oh, everyone's sorry.
And then the producers are asking Faye, has she ever heard of like a shot ski? And she goes,
a ski shot? What what the bloody hell is that? It's like, excuse me, you're shooting someone with skis on? Is that an Olympic event? Is that a thing? I don't understand these things.
And then she asked the producer,
do you know what they are? It's a thing. Yeah, I've never been skiing, so I don't know what it is.
She's perplexed and horrified. You know? So then...
And she still doesn't understand it by the end of like this interview. They just haven't told her. She's like, goes home that day. She's like, a shot and a ski.
So let's see. The guests are talking and they're like, wow, that Kyle's sure fun, huh? He would probably be one of your best friends when you're 22. Would you still be friends with him now? And he's like, oh, that would probably be inappropriate. I'm 40. So so then Kyle is like, I'm making the shot ski with a squeegee because I'm a pretty innovative person. Okay. Squeegee shot is one of my best.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty decent workaround, but I'm not going to allow Kyle to call himself an innovative person. Okay. Because you got cowboy tattooed on your arm. And he's like, let's see. What was my craziest shot that I ever did? Oh, I once did a booty chug. It went down the top of a girl's back and goes straight into your mouth. But don't worry, there's a bikini there to protect it, so it's okay. Unfortunately, the girl had shat herself, so there was poop on the bikini. So I guess it was pretty unhealthy, but it did kind of cure the jellyfish I had gulped a few minutes
so earlier. So he comes up with a squeegee yelling, shout.
And so, meanwhile, while he's doing this, Captain Carey has brought Lewis into the bridge, and he's like, I want to tell you a bit some inappropriate behavior. Or, playing devil's advocate, you want to sing to me, perhaps, about some pretty good behavior. No time for that right now, okay? Carl's been flirting with girls in front of the guests, and there's a time and a place for that. And I already can tell you're trying to devil's advocate me about that there is no time and a place, but I'm telling you there's a time and a place. And I don't like it.
He's like, I need to keep an eye out on that one. That's strike one, 3 times, and you're a terrible bowler. And also fired.
3 times, and you're actually right. A pretty good bowler. You're right,
I was thinking of baseball. Very sorry.
Devil's advocate, I would argue, you're a good bowler. Just saying.
3 strikes and you're a turkey.
Do we happen to have a spare deckhand around?
Don't work on boats.
Actually, just to play devil's advocate, I have seen quite an extraordinary boat with some pretty smart turkeys on them.
So then we just cut to Kyle going, oh, barking at the guests to do their shots. I hate him. And then next week, he just completely ruins his own life on the crew outing. Yeah. So goodbye, good riddance. Get rid of him.
We've had a rough run of Kyle's this year. Goodness, can we get a Kyle break for crying out loud? But it's
been so severe that it knocked Kyle from Summer House to the top of the pack. You know,
I know Kyle from Summer House has never looked better. But yeah, and by the way, I don't think we mentioned this, but Kyle for Blow Deck Med, he got engaged, not Frank. And there's a photo of him. I think we talked about him getting engaged, but there's now been a photo of him during the engagement, the proposal. And it's the most Kyle photo that you can imagine. Him just like weeping, like, oh, like not Frank. I love you.
Not amazing. Frank.
Everyone look at that. Everyone seek it out on social media. You'll be
well, everybody, that brings us to the end of Below Deck
Adventure.
Thank you so much for being with us. We will be back every day, as always. We'll be back with this next week. Thanks for everything. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels, Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna. Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby. It's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.